Hi folks, Chris Voss here from thechrisvossshow.com, thechrisvossshow.com. Coming to you here with our inaugural blog post, just pretend we played some really cool music like We Are the Champions or something like that at the beginning. This is our inaugural podcast. It has been since 2010 since we published a podcast on thechrisvossshow.com and our iTunes, The Chris Voss Show podcast feed or subscription base, if you will, has just been sitting and languishing. So finally we've returned from 2 years of missing to doing podcasts, and you'll be seeing more of this. We'll be doing this on a fairly regular basis. It may be only just weekly or maybe daily or however often I want to run off my big mouth, which as you probably know if you follow me on other social media networks, that is quite a lot. But I'm a sharer. What can you say? I'm a giver. I give. And you people don't appreciate it. No, I hope you do. So whatever you do, please subscribe to our iTunes feed on iTunes under thechrisvossshow.com. If you don't know how to spell it by now, you really don't love me and appreciate me, and I'm leaving you for another listener. So be sure to check in daily and often. Of course, my main website is thechrisvossshow.com, and we have consulting services through our corporation, Strategics One, that helps people around the world do social media and business consulting, entrepreneur consulting, all that good stuff. So be sure to check into that. Now, let's talk about what the news of the day is and what we're doing. Recently, I was at an AT&T promotional event. We're promoting the newest and latest Android device called the, AT&T's HTC One X. It's a new Android OS phone. And I got to tell you, I'm super impressed with this phone. Now, I'm a hardcore iPhone fanboy. I'm fanboy of the iOS products, not of the Mac line, but the iOS products. And I really love this new phone from HTC One X. I'm impressed by how thin it is, how lightweight it is, how comfortable it is to take and use. The quality of the video in the camera is super important, and I think that's what these guys are finally getting. I reviewed some really good phones recently. One was the Windows phone, the latest Windows phone that really rocks, called the Nokia Lumia 900, and I really love the phone, still use it. It's a very beautiful phone to me, super freaking fast. I mean, especially when it comes to operations, downloads, and using Hotspot. It's one of the fastest phones I've seen on Hotspot, given a few of the phones that I have run on the 4G network for AT&T and Verizon. This thing runs really fast, so whatever Windows is doing there is right. So we're reviewing the HTC One X, and of course there's a review for me on the Chris Voss Show. .com, and I really love it. I mean, the screen is an inch taller than what you would find on an iPhone, and that's really what I'm loving about the experience of some of these Android and Windows phones that I'm reviewing lately. I really love the bigger screen. Now, there is the element that Steve Jobs talked about, or Steve Jobs's thing was, is, you know, being able to reach things with your thumb. That is one of the problems I find with these much larger screen phones, is it's really hard to reach around. You have to two-hand it, and it doesn't work that way. But you know what? I got to tell you, I'm willing to sacrifice that. Apple, are you listening? Hello, Apple? Are you there? Cook, Mr. Cook? Hello, CEO? I'm really loving the bigger screen. It's just, look, I'm a guy. I got big screen envy. I mean, that's what we do. We love barbecue, and we love big fucking screens. We like big TVs. We like huge screens. I mean, it's real simple how that works out. But no, it's really important, I think, that more and more of these cell phone people get the picture that the camera in a cell phone, mobile phone, is one of the most important things that you can put in. Part of social media is sharing. I think, you know, I kind of had this idea banging around my head, and I'll share it with you here. This is what we do here. We share on the Chris Voss Show. But one of the ideas that I've had kicking around my head is I think that we're much more busier and racing around in life and trying to get our ends to meet, and we have to spend so much time working to make a buck nowadays, and everything else, and commuting, and you know, all that sort of good stuff. I think we're lonelier now than we've ever been. I think there's less intimacy in our real worlds than there ever has been before. maybe it's a generational thing where we've been losing that, we've been losing the ability to communicate, whatever the case may be. But I got to tell you, social media, I think, is something that helps really bridge that gap. And I got to tell you, me and my family and I, we've kind of had issues for a lot of years. They're very ultra religious. I'm obviously not, and there lies in our gap. But the one thing that has brought us together for the first time in 40 years is our ability to share pictures and images and do things through social media using my cameras. And I literally started developing much better relationships with my family by sharing images and pictures of my life and them sharing images and pictures of theirs. And out of that, we've grown much better relationships. And so it's really important for these makers of mobile phones to really get this fact that the camera, the video, all that experience is so very important. Now, in talking about that, let's go back to the HTC One X. I know this sounds like an advertisement, but it's not. I'm sure there's a lot of Android fanboys that will really like this product. But the one thing I really love about this phone, it's one of the best phones I've seen that's not an iPhone for the camera. I've seen a few different 8-megapixel cameras that go out the back and can record in 1080p. But getting the optics right is the real trick to being able to have a great mobile phone that's successful. And I really sincerely believe that. So I'm hoping all the mobile phone makers, of course, listening. This is our inaugural show. They're probably not. So, Chris Vasu. So, but I love the phone. It's super fast. It really rocks. If you haven't got a chance to check it out, if you're an Android fanboy, this is an awesome freaking phone. Now, there's two issues that I do have with the phone that I've been a little not so excited about. I got to be honest with you because that's what I do. I'm going to always be honest with you. On the hotspot issues, doesn't work as well as my Windows phone on hotspot, and downloads are a little slow when going across the Wi-Fi. So somewhere in the little processor that works in this little HTC One X is really good, but there's phones that are better. So keep that in mind when you're taking a look at it and all that good stuff. Now, one thing I want to tell you, and this is probably the most important reason to listen to this inaugural version, is we're working with AT&T and HTC to give away a $400 Beats boombox. One of the things that goes into the HTC One is the Beats product line. If you're familiar with the Beats headphones, I'm not sure if it's 50 Cent or somebody that has that, but I think it's a big rapper who backs that company or owns that company. And we are giving away on the Chris Voss Show the end of 30 days, which is probably 20 days from now at this point, a $400 beat box. So please, 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 because I would love for you specifically to win. No, not you, the one sitting there. Yeah, you with the dark hair. No, the blonde one. No, the red one. No. Yeah, just pick one. So go ahead and enter. Tell your children to enter. Tell your mom to enter. Tell your grandma to enter. No, well, if your grandma's hot, tell her to enter. We'll take her. So not sure what that means. But go ahead and enter for our drawing. We'll give it away in like 20 days, and we'll do it from there. So let's see. Once again, on our inaugural podcast, sorry we don't have any opening music. We've got some that we planned, but you know there's copyright issues and all the sort of logistics. Maybe I should have just had like a busy tone or like one of those disconnected phone tones where it'd be like doo doo doo. You know, you're like whoa. But you know that's the most important thing. Let's see, what else did I get today? You've probably seen, and this launched today. This is the Google Plus iOS update. Now, if you haven't seen it yet, it freaking rocks. Google Plus is saying they're going to roll it out on the onto the Android property here soon, but it freaking rocks. It blows away the old Google iOS app. It's got a beautiful, huge blow-up graphic screen where it blows up whatever the pictures are or whatever the images are in the post, and it's got kind of a drop down as you page down the screen. You can actually go start Hangouts for the first time on the iOS device by going in and messaging your friends in the Messenger and being able to create those iOS messages. and create Hangouts, which is really awesome. And I believe you can have up to 9 other people in those. So being able to do that's really cool. And of course, they corrected a lot of the other issues they were having on the Google Plus iOS devices. I mean, it was just a nightmare how often it was stopping, starting. You'd have to wait for the processor, or the program, or whatever it was, download to catch up. It was just freaking insane. So you're just about ready to lose your mind half the time that was going on there. So that's fixed a lot of those problems, and I'm really super impressed. I noticed a lot of people were super impressed by the new update. There was a couple naysayers, a couple people. There's always those people that bitch, man. They hate change. They hate change so bad. They cling to, no change. I don't want the world to change. Hey, honey, the world changes. If you haven't figured this out, you know, in the last 5 billion years or however long this stupid walking stick figure man has been wandering this planet, polluting it, change is inevitable. So quit fighting it, just roll with it, and shut up. So that's that. Let's see, we got one sponsor here. Let's see who the sponsor is. This is a company, and as you know, they're just making tech companies like it's going crazy out of style here. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if we're entering a new .com busto area or anything like that. But looks like this is a sponsor called Clicker, and it's kind of an old school version of Twitter. It's basically where you use a telegraph line to Morse code your tweets. So be sure to check that out. It's Clicker, probably clicker.com. That's not really funny. That's not funny at all. it's more stupid than anything. You know, there's a lot of things that I see and watch during the day, and so there'll probably be a lot of podcasts from me that make probably no sense, like much like this one probably at this point. One of the things I was watching the other day, I was watching an Allstate commercial, and I don't know if you guys have seen this with the Allstate commercial, but what is it? The guy's talking to his girlfriend, and suddenly she starts talking like the spokesman from Allstate, the Allstate dude, you know, big guy. And she starts talking like him, and like the guy's like completely freaking fine with it. Like, what guy is okay when his woman starts talking like a man, a transsexual? You're like, oh my God, hey, a transsexual's voice is coming out of my girlfriend. That's like, at that point, most guys would run out of the room. But no, in the Allstate commercial, they just sit there and watch, and they're like, oh, look, my wife's turning like a man, and I'm even more excited, and now I'm so excited I want to run out and buy car insurance for my automobile. I don't know about you, but that doesn't work for me. That doesn't do the trick. Usually if my girlfriend starts talking like a man, I am out the door, because that's just not the way I fly. And there's nothing wrong with that if you believe otherwise. My belief is, you know, live and let live, and don't hurt anyone with whatever you're doing. But yeah, I think that's creepy, and I just don't get the point where someone looks at that and says, "Hey, what we're going to do is we're going to market to people insurance by putting transsexual voices into their voice on the commercial." I mean, I don't understand marketing. Like, was the marketing person, they show up at their ad agency that day and they're like, "Hey, here's what we're going to do. I got this really great idea. I was watching porn last night. Don't ask me what kind of porn, but I got this really good idea. What if we have a commercial where there's a guy talking to his girlfriend and somebody's girlfriend starts talking like a guy?" I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. I don't know. I could be wrong. So some of the other things we want to talk about, some of the really cool things. Be sure to check out the Google Plus app. I really, really, really like it, and I think it's very cool. If you look at the Chris Voss Show, there's something I reviewed that I really wanted to plug and talk about. And when I say plug, I'm not being paid for this at all. I just want to share with you, of course, the really cool stuff, and I get off on doing cool stuff and sharing it so that people can hopefully enjoy the same quality of experience that I am, or at least tell me if I'm wrong and come up with something, you know, say, "Chris, you're wrong. Here's something better." And I'll be like, "Oh, cool, that is better." So we always want that. We always want what's better. I got yesterday in the mail from techinmotion.com. That's tech, T-E-K, N as in Nancy, motion.com. There'll be a link, I suppose, we'll put on the post to the chrisvossshow.com so you can take a click on it. But I got these things called Intruder. It's an Intruder gaming headset from them. Now, we've had a really great relationship with Tech in Motion. They just sent me like a 12,000 milliamp battery backup for iOS devices. You can have up to 3 devices hooked up to it. And that was pretty amazing. But their website, CompuExpert.com, that's their kind of their father website, they have a humongous, amazing amount of really cool stuff for iOS devices, gaming, mice, headsets, all that sort of crazy stuff. And so we've been impressed with everything they've sent us, but what they sent me yesterday is really blown away, and that's why I'm talking about it today. It's the Intruder gaming headset for PC and Mac and tablets and smartphones. Now, I got to tell you, I've reviewed a lot of headphones. So just so you know that, between you and me, don't tell anyone else, I've reviewed a lot of headphones. It's a thing. It's a fetish. No, I'm just kidding. It's not a fetish. Just on Wednesdays, if I'm drinking at night. Scotch. So anyway, I don't know what that's about. But no, it's actually on Thursdays. So anyway, they sent me these really great headphones. I got to stay away from segueing. There, I just did it again. See? They sent me these really great headphones. And you know, I don't know what it is, but they are really freaking amazing, especially to use for computer gaming, but for my iOS gaming. I'm not a headphones person. I don't like coats. I don't like headphones on me. I don't like anything that closes me off to the outside world and protects me. I mean, if most of you know me, I'm kind of a free thinker. I like to explore new ideas and all that good stuff. I mean, hell, right now I'm naked right now on this podcast because I don't want to have any of my creative juices being blocked. Creative juices, that was probably a wrong term. Let's go ahead and edit that out in edit, okay? So, I don't want to have anything blocking me. And really, I'm just kidding. I don't want to offend anybody. I'm not sitting here naked. I'm in a very nice black leopard thong. So, don't worry about it at all. My parts of me are covered, although my nipples are hard. What does this have to do with headphones, you must be asking at this point? Because I'm asking the same damn thing. They sent me these headphones and they freaking rock. I don't know what it is they've done. They got 40 milliamp speakers in them. They got a big old heavy cord. Now, I have a $300 pair of Bowers & Wilkins. These Bowers & Wilkins are super nice. If you go into the Apple store, you can see these incredible headphones that they have, and it pretty much amazes me that they have 300 headphones at each of the stations at the Apple store, and they're just letting the general smelly old public get in there and use them. did I say smelly? Sorry, public. Didn't mean to offend you. Never offend your public. That's what my PR agent used to always tell me, but then I told him to fuck off. So these headphones freaking rock. I don't know what it is, but I've heard things on my iOS gaming for iPad, which is where I play most of my games. I am hearing things I've never freaking heard before on the machine. Speaker doesn't bring it out. The $300 Bowers & Wilkins don't bring it out. It seems to me that my Bowers & Wilkins that are really nice headphones, I mean really nice freaking headphones, are really built towards music and quality and very complex stuff. I guess in the music sense, I don't know. I'm not a technician, of course, or electrician. Hell, I can't even jumpstart a battery on a car. That's another story. But these Tech Motion Intruder headphones, they freaking rock. And I wish I could play them for you and you could hear the difference, but we don't really have like some sort of way to hook up a bunch of mics and do all this stuff. And we just really don't care. That's too much work. We're not putting that much work in this podcast. So if you want to send some donations to us in the sizable, you know, like $1 million or something campaign edition, you know, we'll take those and we'll buy the proper equipment. Until then, it's free. Give me a break. So these Tech in Motion Intruder headsets that I keep coming back to are really freaking awesome. So be sure to check them out. I'll put a link below them on the chrisvossshow.com. I'm super impressed. This is how impressed I am. This is how impressed I am. Did I say that before? Did I mention that? I'm so impressed with these headphones that I'm not going to game anymore on my iPad without these headphones. These headphones are actually really unbelievably that good. I went through my whole games library for 24 hours with these headphones. I did sleep somewhere in the middle, but it was very short because I wanted to get back to gaming. And in getting back to it, it really freaking rocked. I don't know what it is, but you can hear like even little nuanced sounds, and they've got them really dynamically balanced, right? So be sure to check them out. I know I probably belabored this point and belabored it with segues. So, but hey, you know what? If you have a problem with it, just send me a receipt and we will gladly give you your money back. So moving on to our next topic. Check out these headphones. They're really nice. And if you... evidently, it has some adapters. You can use it for PC gaming, and you can also use it for Samsung and some other phones that are out there. So be sure to check those out. One other thing that I've been really enjoying lately, moving on to our next subject, let me repeat that just so that you are aware. Let's see. I just recently had a break off a relationship I was in. Very loving relationship, very caring. For a year, I tried to make it work. It was... it's true love. Kind of a little verklempt about it, but we spent a lot of quality time together, and we were playing and laughing, and I was thinking of the great times we had together. But it's hard when relationships end. You know this, it's hard. I mean, do I have to tell you? Do I really have to tell you? I'm assuming you've had relationships. Yeah, I think there's probably, given this is a tech broadcast, there's probably a lot of virgins listening to this. So, Star Wars, Star Trek, there you go. Okay. So I was thinking of the great times we had together, but in the end, my needs just weren't being fulfilled, so I had to leave. Anyway, today I finally called it quits. I shipped my iPad to an eBay buyer, and now I'm deeply in love with my iPad 3. I got to tell you, the iPad 3 freaking rocks. Now, if you've got an iPad 2, you really have to question whether or not you want to spend the extra money to get an iPad 3. Is the graphics that much difference? No, it really isn't. Is it worth spending another $800? I don't really think so, and I got $800 to blow on it. But you know, I need it for my business, so we did that, and of course we have to do reviews and all that stuff on the Chris Voss Show. So I really want it from that element, of course, to keep up with the latest toys and bells and whistles from Apple. But if you really don't need to do that, like if you have a life where I don't, you can take and get away with just having the iPad 2. It's a great device. And if you have it, don't feel like you need the iPad 3. I really don't feel like you really need to trade it in. I even kind of waited for a while. A lot of the apps are still, just at this point, barely even trying to catch up to making them iPad 3, what is it, perfect visual, I forget what they call it, iRelated, something like that. So you know, they're just barely trying to catch up with the stuff. So, I mean, you're really not missing anything, and you really shouldn't feel bad, other than you might be, you know, a loser if you have an iPad 2. But, you know, it's not as bad of being a loser as you would if you had an iPad 1. Oh! So, and I'm just kidding, really. I don't mean to offend people that have a Kindle Fire, but iPad 1s really aren't that bad. But if you have a Kindle Fire, that's not too bad either. You know, I'm sure you can get away with that stuff. And someday when you grow up and mommy gives you more money, you'll be able to buy an iPad. But I don't know. Really? Is this even funny at this point? I don't think so. Inaugural podcast. Did I mention that? It's the first one. So we're testing. So if there's anything in here that you don't find funny, what I really want you to do is write a really long letter to me. And it has to be at least 500 words or we won't accept it. And then what I want you to do is throw it away. And don't bother mailing it to me at all, because I'll just feel the energy from you coming back to me from your garbage can. Another thing I want to do, and we'll round this out with the last little bit we want to cover here. I've been enjoying something very recently, and I love the Path app. I really love the intimacy of the Path app, and I love posting on it. I love using it to post to Facebook and Twitter. But one of the problems that I have is, because I'm such a big mouth, it's a pain in the ass to type. It's a pain in the ass to edit. Oh my God, I even have to spell and do spell check. What is it? The great thing about being able to vocalize a blog post, a communication, whatever it is you can misspell the shit out of it. Right now, you have no idea, but for the last half an hour, I've been misspelling every single word, okay? You had no idea, did you? I'll bet you didn't know that I've been misspelling everything I've said so far. Really, I flunked English. I'm not kidding. So anyway, I don't know what that's about. With the blip.me app, and you can find this on the Android, the iPhone, and who cares what other platforms there are, because I think the rest of them are dying. On the blip.me app, this is a really cool app where you can actually go on and leave a 30-second kind of tweet, if you will, in quotes, and you can go ahead and leave a common tweet. Did I say tweet? That was really close to something else. And in that tweet, you can, of course, tweet it out to Facebook and Twitter, so you can share it there. But what's really great is you can just do an audio quick rip quip, quip rip quip, say that three times fast, tweet, and you can go ahead and share it with your audience and see what they want to take and do. And I like it. I think it's pretty funny, and you can actually be a little more free. The only big challenge is it's only 30 seconds. So if you're on blip.me or if you're interested in it, be sure to check it out and follow me on blip.me. If you can, of course, follow me on Path, the Path app. You can always find me just about anywhere on social media. The best way to find all my different social media things, and of course, I'm sure you want to stalk me and follow me because, I don't know, you have nothing better to do when you're OCD. And you're off your lithium, probably. Most likely. I mean, if you're listening to this, really, I mean, come on. You don't have many friends. So you can find me at about.me.com. That's about.me.com. And /Chris Voss. Chris Voss. If you haven't figured out how to spell my name and you're watching or listening to this podcast, well, then there's no hope for you. Don't breed. So pretty much take and clue into those things. Follow me on those things. Be sure you get the ChrisVossShow.com newsletter, and be sure to subscribe to us on the Chris Voss Show podcast. I promise you that in the future we'll try and be funny, and we'll try and entertain you. We'll bring on some interesting guests that are much more interesting than, of course, boring little old me. I'm just the janitor who does cleanup around here, and someone left the mics on. So, that being said, I'm going to go put some clothes on and wrap this broadcast. Thank you for joining us on the inaugural The Chris Voss Show podcast on iTunes. We play some ending music here, but we're cheap-ass bastards. And we just really didn't put that much effort into making this because we just wanted to get the first one out of the can. It's kind of like, never mind, I'm not going there with that joke. Let your imagination run wild. All right, you have a good one. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.